Chapter 1. A New Home. This is a story about Rikki Tikki Tavi's Great War. He fought it, all alone, through the bathrooms of the big house in Sigauli camp. He had some help from Darzi, the tailor bird. And he got advice from Chuchundra, the muskrat who stays by the wall. But it was Rikki Tikki Tavi who did the real fighting. Rikki Tikki Tavi was a mongoose. His fur and tail were like a cat's. But his head was more like a weasel's, and he acted more like one too. His eyes and the tip of his restless nose were pink. And he could scratch himself anywhere he pleased with whichever leg he chose. He could fluff up his tail like a bottle brush, and as he scurried through the long grass, he made his war cry, Rik-tik-tikki-tikki-tik! One day, his home was flooded and he was carried away into a ditch beside the road. He grabbed a piece of grass and hung onto it until he lost his senses. When he started to become conscious, he felt the hot sun on his body. He heard a small boy saying, "Here's a dead mongoose, let's bury him." He opened an eye and then closed it again. He was lying in the middle of a garden path. "No," said the boy's mother. "Let's take him inside. Perhaps he isn't really dead." They took him into the house and showed the boy's father. He picked up Rikki Tikki Tavi and looked at him. The boy's father said that the mongoose was not really dead. So the family wrapped him in cotton wool and warmed him over a little fire. Finally, Rikki Tikki Tavi opened both his eyes and sneezed. "Now," said the boy's father, "don't frighten him, and we'll see what he'll do." It is the hardest thing in the world to frighten a mongoose. This is because mongooses are so curious. Every mongoose family lives by the words, "Run and find out," and Rikki Tikki Tavi was a true mongoose. He looked at the cotton wool and decided it was not good to eat. He ran all around the table, sat up, smoothed out his fur, scratched himself, and jumped onto the small boy's shoulder. "Don't be frightened, Teddy," said his father. "That's his way of making friends." "Ha! He's tickling my chin," said Teddy. Rikki Tikki Tavi examined the boy and climbed down to the floor where he sat rubbing his nose. "Oh my," said Teddy's mother, "and that's a wild animal. I suppose he's so tame because we've been kind to him." "All mongooses are like that," said her husband. "If Teddy is nice to him, he'll be a good pet. Let's give him something to eat." They gave him a little piece of raw meat. Rikki Tikki Tavi liked it very much. When it was finished, he went out onto the veranda and sat in the sunshine. He fluffed up his fur to dry it out. Then he felt better. "There are more things to find out about in this house," he said to himself. "More things than all my family could find out about in all their lives. I'm going to stay and learn." He spent all that day exploring the house. He almost drowned in the bathtub. He got ink on his nose. After he climbed up onto Teddy's father's lap to see how writing was done, he burned his nose on the big man's cigar. When it was getting dark, he ran into Teddy's room to watch how lamps were lit. And when Teddy went to bed, Rikki Tikki Tavi climbed up too. But he didn't sleep well because whenever he heard a noise, he had to see what it was. Teddy's mother and father came in to check on him, and Rikki Tikki Tavi was awake on the pillow. "I don't like that," said Teddy's mother. "He may bite the child." "No, he won't," said the father. "Teddy's safer with that little animal than if he had a dog to watch him. If a snake came into his room now." But Teddy's mother wouldn't think of anything so awful.